Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to a little extra Irregular Bitches while we are in between seasons lining up loads of fabulous guests for season four. Get in! I'm Sarah Kaywood, podcaster, broadcaster, sensi director and badass. And my co-host is Lou Mitchell, podcaster, hypnotherapist, retail assistant and badass. So the reason we're doing
it. Happy I'm a badass as well.
We're all badasses. Listen, we're muddling through midlife. Of course we're badasses. So the reason we're doing a little extra kind of sub-series really is because I was diagnosed with stage one breast cancer a couple of weeks ago. Yay me!
Throw that one into the mix, my love.
Woo! And had to come off my HRT as a result. There is much to discuss, so let's crack on with this Irregular Bitches special, which we've nicknamed Irregular Breasts. I'm sure somebody suggested a better name than that, but I couldn't remember it. But it should be Sarah's Irregular Right Breast, maybe.
Well, to be honest, Lou's got an irregular right breast as well, because I had a lumpectomy when I was 21.
Did you? Was it malignant?
I did. No, it was non-malignant. It was precancerous.
Oh, really? Hmm. Oh, interesting. Well, I don't...
So no treatment. No treatment, just a lumpectomy, which
when
was...
When you were 21, so presumably yeah. You have to... You want to keep an eye on those boobies then, if that was pre-cancer.
I was told, no, it was just one of those things. Don't worry about it. It's an anomaly. I've never concerned myself. I've just always checked myself regularly.
Have you had mammograms?
Duncan obviously helps me with that. Yes, I have.
Why, mate? Fucking 9:30 in the morning.
I'm just checking. Yeah. I'm sure lots of us have that. Yeah. And so, no, just go for my regular mammograms from... It is from age 50, isn't it?
Yes, but I got my letter slightly before. So, lovely listener.
Tell us what happened. Start us from the beginning.
Right, from the beginning. So I got a letter for my regular mammogram about... A month or 2 months before. No, it was perhaps even more for 4 or 5 months before. No, it can't have been. Oh, sorry. Anyway, it was before I turned 50. Asked me to go for mammogram. So I went, I dutifully immediately made the appointment. Went for that mammogram about 2-3 months ago-ish. And I got a letter back saying, we can't give you the a proper screening result. I thought maybe they'd fucked it up, you know. Maybe they couldn't, or they couldn't see a bit of my boobs or something.
Yeah.
So I made the appointment to go back, and then I got all the paperwork for that, and I was like, "Oh, actually, this is a bit serious." So they were like, first of all, we will do another ultrasound, another mammogram. Then we'll do an ultrasound scan, and then if we think we need to, we'll do a biopsy, and the last thing we'll do is put a titanium marker in the in what we can see if we feel we need to. So I was like, oh, this is a bit belt and braces, a bit. So I sort of already at that point smelt a rat. So I went along on my own to that appointment, and I did. You've got to ask questions with the NHS for any of you guys that end up going through the same thing. You've got to ask. Firstly, go for your mammogram, your routine mammograms.
That's the key question, the key take home, isn't it?
Yeah,
go for your mammogram.
There's a poster in the breast cancer clinic here in Southend, and it says that those screenings save about 13,000 lives a year. Think of that.
Wow.
No, not 13,000, sorry. I've got brain fog so bad, we'll get onto that. 1,300.
It is a lot, and if you think
about how many... mums, sisters, wives, do you know what I mean? And that's people in their 50s.
Friends.
Friends. So that's young, kind of younger, the younger end of the demographic. So I went on my own, had the mammogram, had the ultrasound, and she spent ages in my armpit. And I said to her, because my sister was like, you're probably just cysty. I've been cysty. I've had to have all sorts. And I was like, so I went, oh, is it a cyst? Thinking she'd go, yeah, it looks like it. And she went, no, it's too dense. And I was like, oh, fuck.
And can I just stop you there, Sarah? Am I right in thinking? In fact, I know this, but yeah. You didn't feel a lump because it's too little. Is that right?
It's too little, yeah. So I couldn't.
So and you also, only found it because of the mammogram?
Yeah. And also younger. Incredible. We're considered young, Lou. Younger breast tissue. Is denser.
Young breasts. My tits.
We've got youthful tits, babe.
Mine are definitely not youthful, but if the NHS are calling them youthful, I'll take it.
Well, you know, mine are still all right. The rest of me's fucked, but my tits are epic. They really are. I'd show them on Instagram if I didn't think I'd get banned. I should go on OnlyFans, shouldn't I? Make some money out of them before one of them disappears, which isn't happening anytime soon. So she said it wasn't a cyst, and I was at that point, I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, I need to ask. I've got to ask. So I went, if it was, like, cancer, would it be very early? And she was like, and she was so deadpan, this woman. They've got such good poker faces.
Special training.
Yeah. And she said, she said there's nothing in your lymph nodes because I've checked them. So at that point, I'm like, nah. She smells a rat. She knows because they know what they're looking at. They're not stupid.
They do.
And then the nurse that was there, who was lovely, they did a biopsy. So they give you a general anaesthetic in your boob, so you don't feel anything. And then it's like a spring loaded. It does make a clicking sound. So they put the needle in, and then they extract a bit of the tissue and with a spring loaded special needle, and that was a clicking sound. And then they did that three times to take them from different areas of the lump. Then they put a titanium marker inside the lump, and then they said that they were going to MRI me. That's because when they do the MRI, if it shows up other lumps, they know which one they've already isolated, so they don't get mixed up. It also means when it comes to removing it, they can find it easily. So by this point, I was like, I think I know what's going on here. Anyway, I went away, had to go on holiday, which was actually fine. I was fine. I was quite distracted, and I discussed it with all my friends on holiday, but it was fine. And then I had an MRI the day after I got back, and my results 4 days later. And that's when they said, she's really nice, Miss Gray, my consultant. She's quite no nonsense, but there's like five people in the room. And you're like, apparently, like, Andy's like looked around, he went, fuck, this is serious.
This is really serious.
Now, at this point, so we think we know what we're going to get told, but at this point, I'm now, the only reason I'm shitting myself, not because I've got cancer, it's what kind of cancer, because there are, I mean, if you go on the breast cancer research page, Lou, it's amazing how many different cancers there are. My friend Faye, who we lost last year, had triple negative breast cancer, which means that it's hormone receptive negative, which means it doesn't react to hormones, so hormones don't aren't what causes it or help it grow. I think, honestly, obviously,
well, we perhaps should have said that at the top.
Yeah, we are
neither
not
of us are doctors.
We're just
sharing what we're learning and what we're finding.
Yeah, this is like, if you were all in the room with us, we'd all be saying, well, I read this and I read that. And it's literally, we're 100%. Not experts. We're just, this is, you know, from what I've gleaned on, you know, the good websites, cancer research and what have you. And Faye died. It's very aggressive. Anyway, I said to the doctor, she said, well, that there, she pointed it out to me on the MRI. You can see it like a, you can see it looks slightly bigger than a pea, really dark, dense bit of something. And she said, that's a very small lump of cancer. And I just said, is it aggressive? First thing I said, is it aggressive? And she said, no. And I went, oh, brilliant. Oh, okay then. And she must, at this point, most people, I presume, in these, because it's such a triggering word, and I say it a lot because people go, how are you? And I'm I'm fine, I've just got breast cancer.
Just the gentle voice.
I know, and it's so funny.
It's all you can cope with, darling.
I know.
That's not true. She's been utterly pragmatic.
But also, cancer. We've got to stop feeling like it triggers us, because you know what? One in two people are going to die. Those are the new stats. One in two of us will die of cancer. So let's start saying it. Let's not dress it up. Let's just say, I have breast cancer. It's not going to kill me. It might one day, a long time in the future, but then I might have a stroke. I could walk under a bus. I could... Right. You know, any number of things. My children could literally drive me to throw myself off a cliff. They won't. But
I mean, I had that back at school because I heard that what the end of the holidays had brought you to with your little voice message to me. I was like, oh shit, get them back to school, bless her.
I was done.
You were done.
It's the multitasking, Lou. I can't. Like, actually, the script with my script writing, that's all right because that's sort of easy. I do it, I send it off, it's done. Whereas everything else that I do is sort of integrated into my life. And
in
also,
your life.
No one takes it seriously apart from you and me. Take the podcast seriously, and the people listening who know it's amazing because it is. But the kids don't mind interrupting me, and you know, and the whack stuff. They're like, nobody thinks that's a job. Well, I make money from it, so
it's time, and you make money exactly.
It clearly is a job. Anyway. Back to the cancer. So she basically said that the treatment is a lumpectomy. And now this is where you take in a lot of information in a very short space of time.
Because
it's like, fucking hell, they bombard you. And I don't really know. I guess I could call my breast cancer nurse, but I think I'd like to speak to my consultant again with a few questions I've got. I think she said they take the lymph nodes. Or did she say they take a biopsy from them? I'm not sure, one or the other, because they need to check for metastatic cells. They need to check it hasn't travelled, and that's the way it travels out of your body, out of your boobs and into your body. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'll let you know after the operation, which is the 21st of September. But it's the other shit. Okay, so that's that. Then radiotherapy, tamoxifen, which is a estrogen blocker. It's an estrogen blocking drug for 5 to 10 years. So that's the treatment. The treatment is quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. No chemo, no mastectomy, nothing like that at the moment, and hopefully never will.
But you have
to come off your HRT because the estrogen feeds this kind of cancer. I am estrogen receptor positive.
Right.
That's the kind I have. Very common. Of course I'm common. We all know I'm common.
God, you make me laugh.
Oh no, but thank God I am common. Thank fuck for being common. And so you have to come off your HRT. So I said to Jo Tawai, she went, well, if you would. And I was like, oh, plunged into menopause.
So give us a date. How many days, weeks ago was this? So we can have some kind of diary.
Well, okay, so we're dating this. So we'll try and get it out quickly to you guys so you're not listening at Christmas. But I had the results on the 30th and it's nearly the 14th. So this was 2 weeks ago. So I'm 2 weeks in.
2 weeks ago.
So I'm 2 weeks in. So you can't do that. Also, you have to be careful what vitamins you take with breast cancer and to a certain extent what food you eat. You should avoid soy-based foods because they do something that they're hormony. That's the only way I can describe it. They're not good if you have estrogen receptor positive. I mean, I think most people do know they're sort of, you shouldn't have soy in high doses anyway. And supplements, you have to be really careful. So for instance, turmeric, which I think is amazing. You can't take that once you're on tamoxifen because it inhibits the way the drug is absorbed. And that's just an example. There are loads. I think the SSRIs, so antidepressants, and I'm on citalopram, just a low dose for hormonal anxiety. I think I might have to come off that, but not till I'm on the tamoxifen. So I'll leave it a little bit to help me.
And there are some antidepressants that you can take for sure. I actually found a really good website. It's American, which slightly irritates me, but it's called healthline.com.
Oh, I love Healthline. I often
36
go on
alternatives to HRT, and it does list antidepressants as something that helps with hot flushes. Flashes, because it's American.
Yeah, hot flashes.
So, yes, they didn't mention if it was SSRIs or not, but, you know, you'll find out as you go through the process. So you've continued taking those, have you?
Yeah, I have at the moment. But I also, I think I need to check. I'm praying that CBD oil is okay. I think it is. And it's also a massive anti-inflammatory. So obviously I voice noted Geshi from other side. Listeners, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to Geshi on the other side. It's about cannabinoids and it's invaluable. And, you know, it is a little miracle in a bottle, isn't it? So I'm going to go, but I'd stop taking it because obviously the HRT removed all my menopause stuff. But I bought some this morning. A friend of mine recommended a different brand, and it was literally twice the price.
Oh, because it's not cheap. No, it's not cheap. But it's So my sleep has improved being on HRT, but it's not brilliant. So if I get desperate, I will take CBD oil from Geshi.
Yeah.
As I go to bed, and I have a great night's sleep.
Really? I'm definitely. So that's on its way. So I'm excited about that because I think that will really help. And guess what I did this morning? I'm going to put it on Instagram in a bit because it's so funny. In fact, let me play you some.
Go on.
Guess what this is me doing? See if you can guess.
God, I hate to think.
Right, ready? Oh, hang on. I need to just forward it first. Oh, fucking hell. Right, let me turn her down because I explain what I'm doing at the beginning. Right, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Ready?
You're washing your hair over the bath.
Close.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to the cold wind.
You're having a cold shower.
I'm having a cold shower.
You girl.
I had a really cold shower. Unfortunately, the showers are electric showers. Don't get up. It's all right, Luke, off.
God, so annoying. I know. I'm drowning in phlegm still.
Do you know, just a brief aside, DJs have a cough button. So if they need to cough, they just hit it very briefly, cough, and then release it again.
Oh,
I know,
God,
we need a cough button, don't we?
Use that. Yeah. We do.
Yeah, cold shower's amazing. I'm reading the Wim Hof method. Love a bit of Wim. So I'm doing all the things. I'm literally through. And because you know what? It's funny. You get cancer and all of a sudden you think, I want to be well. And
yeah.
I really don't think, I've said on Instagram, I have the Carlsberg of breast cancers. If Carlsberg did breast cancer, it would be the one that I've got. Seriously. Mm. I mean, and I don't think that you can say, woe is me, I've got cancer. I think quite the opposite. I think I feel, imagine if we didn't have early screenings and I went for a mammogram after I felt a lump, how much further down the line I would be.
You are amazing, though. Your attitude is stunning, I have to say.
But, I mean, Andy, I wish he wasn't quite so blasé. But actually, the reason we're doing this is the cancer's not the problem. It's the menopause that's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you went on HRT, I remember thinking for our listeners, I was like, oh, now we're both on HRT. They're going to fucking hate us. But now one of us isn't.
No, we're not. Now we're irregular again, my love.
We are. We're irregular again. Of course we are.
Irregular.
Bitch. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Have you ever had a hot flush?
I have, and I described it to Duncan as feeling like a furnace from the inside out. So on the outside, I wasn't sweating or anything.
No.
I was just, and your descriptive is even better, which I won't ruin, but it's a strange kind of heat, right? And
it's really odd.
You can't get away from it.
No, it's really odd. It is. So I think yours is good. Mine's similar. I feel like my blood is getting warm. So
that
literally like my blood is getting hotter and hotter, and it does come on really quickly. And I don't know whether It is when I'm warm, like if I'm I was washing up or if I'm ironing, it's definitely exacerbated by those heat sources. But so, I'm being up here. I literally the other day I was cleaning the house, and because I was moving and being and warming up anyway, I got way too hot. I was totally hot flushing, and so I just did it all in my underwear. Literally stripped down to my underwear.
Do what you got to do. I'm sure Andy didn't mind. No. I'm not quite as exciting. I just stop what I'm doing and go and stand in the garden or wherever there's a breeze.
Do you?
Just get out. I do. I just stop everything. I can't bear it. So, and I don't take baths and stuff when I'm you know in a phase.
No. Well, I don't know how. I mean, the thing is, it's funny because like I've got this. In fact, she listens. It's Michelle. Do you remember the girl that messaged the lady that messaged us about having? She checked, didn't she? Check because she'd had
of
a bleed.
Of course, I
do. That was Michelle. Yeah.
And she'd had a bleed after a year not having her periods. God, yeah. It really impacted me. Yeah.
Yeah. And Michelle and I, she buys lots of Scentsy from me because she's epic. And so we're often in touch with each other. And she's really been, honestly, she's like the resource. She's been amazing. This is when you realise that the internet is a wonderful thing and it's full of wonderful people.
Brought you together. Yeah.
But she did say that you can get something like clonidine or something like that for hot flushes. But I want to try and ride it out. I'm going to see what the CBD does. First, I want to try
and that
natural
way you'll know.
First. Yeah,
you'll know what works if you do it that way. But I don't want you to be stoic for the sake of being stoic. I don't want you to suffer unnecessarily.
And the other thing that's happened is my mood swings are awful. I've always said it's funny, Lou. Okay, this is obviously a cod science theory, but.
What does that mean? Cod science.
It's not. It's based in nothing. It's just me saying, I wonder if this is a thing.
Okay.
Have you never heard the term cod science?
No, I haven't, no.
There you go. So I said to Miss Gray when she gave me the diagnosis, I said, do we know what causes it? And I said, is it because I did loads of drugs in the 90s?
You are hilarious, and I love you for it.
She said, because I was really worried. I was like, finally, come home.
Immediately blame yourself. Blame yourself, Hayward.
Is it the drugs I did in the 90s? She went, no. She laughed and went, no, it's because you're a woman. So that's the first thing. And then she did say the other... The absolute, based in scientific fact, contributor to breast cancer is obesity.
I'm fine on that score.
But the other thing that is linked to breast cancer or cancer in general, I think, is cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Right.
So, but I now again, this is just me being interested and looking on the internet, and I don't know whether this is. It was a medical paper, but you go. This is just me.
Daughter of a surgeon.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not everyday stress. It's stress from like 20 years ago. They say 10 to 20 years ago.
Really?
So almost like post-traumatic stress. And I thought that was really interesting because I've always been very hormony. I've always keenly felt my hormones. I used to get very premenstrual. I mean, the amount of rooms I've trashed and things I've thrown. Never when there's anyone else around, always when I'm on my own. You know, and used to, this probably had a lot to do with those drugs in the 90s, but I used to also cut myself when I was in my early 20s.
Oh,
but again,
sweetheart.
But I just keenly felt all those hormones. And also, on a lighter note, when I was mid-cycle, I would honestly, men that I would never have found attractive suddenly become drop-dead gorgeous, and I would just want them to shag me. Which, of course, is the primal fertilise me instinct, isn't it?
Yeah, of your hormones.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was always very hormony. So now I'm off the HRT, I am a hormoning.
And not in a good way.
And not in a good way. How do you make a hormone?
So when...
You didn't get how do you make a hormone? It's my favourite joke.
Oh, sorry.
You know the punchline to this.
Moving on. You don't pay her.
Well done. Okay.
Sorry, my brain was running ahead. So by reducing your stress on a daily basis, that's not going to impact from any stress from your childhood, for example.
No, but
it's got to be good for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I've literally turned into that person, the person that I hated. I can't run anymore. That's just a different thing because of the impact on my ballet ravaged joints. So I've been walking. But one of my friends, Jules, has just messaged me and said that apparently walking and walking briskly, which is what I do, is really good for your health. So I've been
It really is fabulous fat burner. Much better
is
than running.
Is
it? Oh, yeah. You burn... you burn fat when your heart is running at a lower rate. And as soon as it goes to a certain point, you start to... It becomes cardio. That's it. You start to exercise your heart and not burn fat.
Oh, right. Okay. I got there. Cod science. No, that wasn't cod science. That's proper... That's
I kind of know that, yeah.
So I've been getting up really early. Instead of doing my runs, I've been walking. And I have been meditating and writing my gratitudes again, because I could feel like this morning I woke up and the first thing I did was cry. Hence the cold shower. I was like, I'm not having a day like that.
Not doing this.
No.
And so, and how and that, are you feeling now? Because you're coming off fabulous. Is that true?
Yeah, it's fine. I just need everybody to be. By and large, women are very patient, and it's really hard for Andy because he's first in the firing line, and I think he's juggling a little bit with not knowing what version of me is going to be there at any given, like.
And well, that's honest.
He's really, really good. He has taken up a lot of the slack, because I forgot last Sunday. I forgot Hunter had an 11 plus mock, which we'd paid 40 quid for. And God, this is such a first world fucking problem. Please just shoot me. But we had, and I cried. I was like, I can't believe we've missed it. We got him another one this weekend. Andy, I was really losing my shit. And Andy went, what can I do to help? I went, you can help me run four people's lives, because that's what I'm doing at the moment and I can't cope anymore. And actually, he's agreed to download the family app that I have, which is called Family Wall, and everybody's colour coded and stuff. And so I need another eye on that diary, because...
Perfect.
I'll forget. And so he's going to do that. He's going to download that on his new phone. And he is really helping. Like, he's organised Autumn's birthday party. He's Claire's accessories. He's
brilliant.
Done it.
I know.
Good. Amazing. And anything like that. Like, he's literally a couple of things he was concerned about that he would perhaps normally, because he's busy, say, do you mind just emailing this person? And he's done it himself. So he's really helping. But...
So he's made a few shifts.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that's nice that he organises Autumn's birthday party, right? Because I assume you've done all of them up until now. So it's lovely that he gets the opportunity.
And
I
bet there's not a woman listening that hasn't ever had their partner do. You know, it's a mum's job, isn't it?
Well, mainly because, you know, I like controlling that side of things. But and I'm dying to know, please, can we see photographic evidence? Andy edits this so he hears everything that we're saying. Yeah. But I would like photographic evidence of Andy's birthday party for Autumn, please. Because it'll be different. It'll be different to you. It'll be different to you. No better, no worse, just different.
Yeah, well, no, he's already organised. I can tell you what he's done. It's better than me.
Oh, perfect.
So,
go for it.
There's seven of them. And he is, we're meeting them after school. It's on a school night. It's on like a Wednesday, day after her birthday. And then we're taking them into Southend and meeting everybody else outside the Odeon, the other kids that are coming from different schools. Then, Andy is, or we both are, taking them to Kentucky Fried Chicken for tea, because that's what Autumn wants.
They'll love that.
Yeah, and then they're going to Claire's Accessories. And they I think they close.
Can I come?
I know. And then they close the shop and they each get a goodie bag and stuff. Sounds amazing.
Oh, God.
And they're just
Sarah,
there for an hour,
good man.
I think. Oh, she's getting.
Well done,
her,
Andy.
I think she's getting her ears pierced. I think, but not till the end. Not. I'll give her some paracetamol. I'll give her some.
Oh, Calpol. That's a big cherry on the top,
isn't it? She's desperate. So yeah, and also that is exactly what she wants, and is basically quite cheap. Which we need.
Fabulous.
Right,
irregular bitches.
That's where we're at the moment. I do feel for him. I actually do feel better for that cold shower. And it wasn't even that hideous. I think it might need to be even colder, or whether I'm just... Because loads of people I know... Do you go cold swimming, Lou?
I do plan to.
But where are you going to go?
In my future. Well, we've got Rutland Water nearby, haven't we?
But what's the water like? Is it clean? I mean, it is, isn't it? It's just a lake.
It's a lake, yeah. But you've got the sea, but it's not so clean, is it?
It's not so clean. And sometimes... And like... So some people will know that the cold water swimming... women's group, which is national, is called the Blue Tits, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Fabulous.
And they will, if you're on the page, they'll let you know at high tide whether you should swim in the sea or not. But I just think if they have to let you know whether you're going to get E. coli or not, I'm out.
Do you know what I mean? With you. I am with you.
But Wim Hof says a 2-minute cold shower every day. That's all you need to do to reduce inflammation and all the other things he says. That's, I'm not going to say them because I'll get them wrong. But I just thought, like, we're going to get, we're having one of the showers fixed at the moment. And our plumber's amazing. We're going to get him to take the temperature down on the cold so it's the coldest it can go.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, oh, here it comes, Lou. It's happening. Here they come. It's this. You see women doing this that you can't see, but I like, it's just...
Fluffing your clothes. So how often are they happening?
Probably about 3 times a day.
Okay.
It's not too
bad.
What
was the... So, antidepressants for flushes. I did do some research, believe
it or not.
Did you?
I always do.
It's quietly in the background.
She honestly, she quietly gets on with stuff in the background. By the way, what I think we'll do season 4, I think that's it. I think this will be massive. I think it'll be like Happy Place and Shag Married Annoyed. You can keep this in, Andy.
I really enjoy doing it. Sage is the other thing. It's supposed to be brilliant.
I'm not sure whether you can take sage with breast cancer or tamoxifen. I need to check.
So that's
this
a
is
check
the thing.
One.
You have to check every... Yeah.
Have you got a list?
Have I got
can
a list?
Start a list?
I need to start a list. I tell you what, my fucking right tit has its own PA now. Honestly, the amount of paperwork. Oh, and I've got I've got me Octenizan. So it's only, I haven't mentioned this. It's only an outpatient procedure.
In
the morning at 7:30. They do put you under, which I don't mind. That's a good sleep, that is.
Right.
Obviously you come round and you're off your face on morphine. So that's another plus.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, always.
So when I had mine done, you're sat in like a waiting room with those really big comfortable chairs that can recline. You know the ones.
Oh, I love them.
You walk into the room and there was probably 5 of us all sat with our partners and I was the last to go. So they all walk in, they have their procedure. It doesn't take very long, minutes, let's say half an hour. Can't remember exactly. And then they walk back and come with their partner and they have their cup of tea and some toast. I was the last one to go. And so I walked in like everybody else. And then after about 45 minutes, my husband at the time started thinking, this is taking a bit longer. What the hell's going on? And at that point, I was then wheeled out on my gurney. Because
what had you done?
Every time they tried to get me to come round, they'd go, they'd sit me up and go, there she goes. After 3 attempts, Sarah, 3 attempts, they decide, no, we're just going to completely embarrass her and we're going to wheel her out on her gurney and she could be out in the waiting room. My ex-husband was like, Jesus Christ, what's happened to her? That is very typical of me. The princess needed to be wheeled out on a gurney.
And honestly, given your ravey pass, you would have thought you'd be like, you know... Walking out there fine, shaking it off.
You'd think I'd be fine. I just wanted me bloody toast. There we go.
Irregular bitches.
I'm meant to be going to see Moulin Rouge the next day with my Sensi Director girls. So I'm going on a bus. I'm not happy.
You're not driving.
Yeah,
or
you can't
drive. Seatbelts are a bit awkward because they go across.
Sometimes they go across your lap on a coach.
Yes, no, that's what I was thinking. It's good you're not driving.
Yeah.
So get coach.
So you're not allowed to drive for 2 weeks and you're not allowed to lift anything heavier than a kettle for something like 1 to 2 days. No heavy loads of washing. They basically give you the list. No cardio for like 7 to 8 weeks. So my walking will have to suffice. But I will go do a bit of yoga. I'm going to go to yoga tonight, actually, because I think yoga is amazing for menopausal women. We shouldn't be doing high impact exercise. We should be doing stretching, Pilates, yoga, walking.
Weight-bearing stuff, basically.
And then, obviously, I've got my 50th birthday party about 5 days later. And it was this consultant that said, she went, well, do you want me to do it before that so you're cancer-free for your party? And I was like, well, if she thinks I'll be all right. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be, like, throwing massive shapes on the dance floor, but it'll just be lovely, gentle evening. So, and obviously, we'll spam the internet. Oh, God. Do I know what you're going as? I need to quantify this for people that don't know. We're having Andy is 40 next month, so we're having a 90th birthday party because I was 50 last month. And it's a fancy dress because that brings disparate groups of people together when you have lots of
love fancy dress.
Yeah.
Love it.
And the theme is 80s and 90s icons. So I don't know what.
Do you want to know?
I think you should tell it for the benefit of the listening public.
I'm actually quite looking forward to it. I have a rule when it comes to fancy dress that I have to still look pretty.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wear something ugly and just look like a tit.
No.
Can't dress up like a Willy or anything like that. So me and Jojo and Nikki are, drum roll. Bananarama.
Amazing. Which one are you?
We haven't gone that specific. I'm not the one with the hat. I'm the one with
that
the
scarf.
That
was Sarah.
I'm the one that wears the scarf.
That's Karen. That's Andrew. Oh, sorry, God. You can cough. That's Andrew Ridgely's wife, Karen. Oh, no, it isn't. I'm lying. That was Siobhan Fahey.
Oh, God.
That was Siobhan
Andrew
Fahey.
Ridgely was a major crush for me. All my friends fancied George Michael. Andrew Ridgely all the way with that blonde streak in his hair.
So did Joe, our mutual best friend.
Have you sorted yourself out yet?
Yes, we'll I am desperately seeking Susan Madonna. So
amazing.
I got the pyramid that's on the back of her jacket. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. You need to. I mean, everyone's watched it, of course. We're all the similar age here. And I've got the pyramid. I got the pyramid on a T-shirt, and I've got the Smithy fancy dress outfit. So I've got to sew. I need to get that done. I've got to sew it on the back. And then I have got a wig, actually, although it's a bit too blonde for her in that. But I'll probably wear that for half because her hair's quite long in that. And then and then actually, the Smithy outfit is like lace leggings and a lacy mini skirt. But actually, in Desperately Seeking Susan Madonna, she's wearing that jacket. And then she's wearing those baggy harem pants with pixie boots, which will be a lot more comfortable. So I think I'll probably do that. But Madge, and I can obviously put the mole on because that was. Is she had that mole removed now? That mole is it disappeared?
I don't remember seeing it, but then I don't necessarily clock it.
Well, you can't tell because you're so transfixed by everything else on her face at the moment. Let's be honest.
A distinct lack of movement.
and it's inflated itself somehow.
It has, yes. There's been some additions.
I think she's got probably like facial dysmorphia or something.
Yeah.
If it makes her happy, she's a queen
of
pop.
Do you know what? To each their own.
And anyway, we've also sent a list of specific songs to the DJ. So expect some absolute cheesy
bangers.
Right, well, on that note, I've caught you up to speed. As I said before, and Lou is totally reiterate this, we are not medical experts. This is just a conversation when you get a shock diagnosis like that. And can I just say the other thing is, and this is a chilling tale to tell, but when I was there for my biopsy, for my follow-up appointment, the receptionist was on the phone to a lady, obviously, and she seemed a bit curt and a bit cross, and she was saying to her, well, you didn't come to your first appointment and then you made another appointment and you DNA'd that, which I worked out is did not attend, and then you DNA'd that the third appointment. So are you going to come to this appointment or not? And she hung up. I was like, is that somebody in for a routine mammogram? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, she's a Muppet.
They're not fun.
But you know what?
Like a smear test isn't fun.
Isn't fun. But dying is really much less fun, I would imagine.
Let's just have a little bit of uncomfortableness for, I mean, no more than, I mean, I'm going to say 2 minutes, but I don't think it's that long.
And let's have some perspective. You know, nobody likes a nurse fishing around your cervix. Nobody enjoys that, but, you know, needs much.
Having your boobs squashed between two bits of metal is not enjoyable for anybody, but...
Listen,
get it done.
My right breast is now public property. So anyway, check your boobies, check your pecs. That's what my friend Faye always used to say. And we'll be back with another update. I haven't even written a fancy out, but thanks to Andy for being lovely. Really thanks to Lou, because you're fabulous. And can I just say a massive thank you, not only to my, like, IRL friends who are just amazing, but also fuck me, the internet's a wonderful place sometimes. I don't have bad experiences on Instagram, I have to say, and it was it's just so much warmth and loveliness, and I really do appreciate
good.
It
you deserve it,
and lots of flowers from everybody, so thank you. Ooh. Everybody, and trees, like I've been spoiled rotten. Andy was like, where are my presents?
Good.
I was like, you haven't got cancer.
Exactly. There has to be a silver lining
somewhere. Well, I won't have cancer in a few weeks either.
You won't be able to say that anymore.
Yeah, there we go. That was the first little sub-season, Irregular Breasts, and we'll be back with more in a week or so. See if we can get this one banged out and get... It's nearly 40 minutes, I do apologise. Girl can talk.
We can wang on between the two of us.
We really can. I can't wait to see you, Lulu. Thank you for being epic. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Chopasaurus. And... thanks to you lot as well. And you know what? More than ever, we need you. We will not be able to do more than season four if we cannot, like, we're paying to do this. So we need you to share, like, review, do all of the things so that we can get just a little bit of money behind us. And yeah, it'll just pay for itself then. It'll wash its own face.
That's all we ask.
Yes, so please do all the things and we'll keep bringing you fucking amazing content. Well, I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I love you, Luby.
And I'm going to say, stay cool, bitches.
Of course you are. I can't believe I nearly forgot that.
Irregular bitches.
Quick PS. I've actually spoken to Geshi at Other Side, which is the cannabinoid dispensary that Lou and I were just chatting about. And he has agreed to give us a discount code. So if you are interested in trying any CBD products, and they really are amazing, then go to Other Side London. They're on Instagram at Other Side London, or you can find them if you Google Other Side London and it will come up. And when you get to checkout, put in the code Irregular Bitches 20% off. That's Irregular Bitches 20% off. And that code will work on any Other Side branded products. Get involved. It's amazing stuff. And also, Geshi has said that if anybody has any questions or queries about CBD and its uses, its benefits, how the hell it all works, then he is happy to answer any questions. So do email us, irregularbsbaby@gmail.com. That's irregularbsbaby@gmail.com. And I guess you will be happy to provide some answers. Also worth listening to the cannabinoid episode we did with Other Side London, which I think was in series one, but there were some great take homes from that. And once again, thank you guys for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.